The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Reish Kotel in Cleveland, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Yudalef. Erevin Daf Yudalef is the mocker in Shas for the Klech of Tzuras HaPesach. Making a tzura of a Pesach, a form of a doorway, is counts like a mechitza, and the source of this is an Erev Yudalef. And it says here in the Gemara on the Beis, Tana, it says in the Braisa, Tzuras HaPesach Sha'amru, the Tzuras HaPesach, which counts like a mechitza, Tzricha Shetei Kona Mikan, the Kona Mikan, a pole this side and a pole that side, the Kona Al Gabayan, and a Kona, another stick or wire on top, just like a doorway. This counts like a Tzuras HaPesach, and this counts in a locha like a mechitza. Torah says before on the Vav Medalef, Divra Maskul Rav, that the koyach of a Tzuras HaPesach counts like a mechitza min ha-Torah. It's a Torah dike koyach. And Rashi says in Tzuras of Zion, how does it work? So Rashi says the Pesach, that's the Tzuras HaPesach, whenever the Tzuras HaPesach, it's like completely closed off by a wall. No wall there, but the Tzuras HaPesach in Halacha is like having a wall. And the place can say that this is from Halacha L'Moshe Mishnai. It says before in Daf Dalet that Shiurin and Chetzitzos and Mechitzis, the laws of Mechitzis, are Halacha L'Moshe Mishnai, and one of them is that Tzuras HaPesach counts like a Mechitz min HaTorah. And therefore, we find in the laws of Erev and Shabbos, whenever you need a Mechitza, a Tzuras HaPesach counts like a mechitza. For example, here on Daf Yud Aleph, if you have a front of a mavui more than 10 amos big, where a lechi and kara can't help, you put it to a Pesach, it will help. Or you find, it says before in the Gemara, if you have a pirtza in a wall more than 10 amos long, it's a pirtza, but if you put it to a Pesach, it's like it's completely sealed. We also had, if you have a mavui mefulish, so you first make a one in the Tzuras HaPesach, so it seals up one end like the Novi Sosim, and in the other end you put a Lechi V'Kairit. So in all these cases you see that the Tzuras HaPesach in Milchus Shabbos counts like a Mechitza. Even more so, the priest can say that according to Torah law, if a person would put up four Tzuras HaPesachs and enclose an area that counts as a Rishus Yochid in HaTorah, if someone would throw in there his chayv on Shabbos, and this is the Goyen Yaakov and Daf Yud Alef here in Erevin, and also Shulchan Aruch Rav in Shin Samach Dalet Tziv Dalet. So we see here the power of Tzuras HaPesach that counts like a mechitza. Now let's examine, are there any other places in the Torah where Tzuras HaPesach counts like a mechitza? So there are a number of other places. One place is in the laws of Klayim. Here on Daf Yud Aleph, both on the Aleph and on the Beit, it says in the Gemara that when you have on one side vines growing, and the other side zroim growing, which is the issue of Klayim, you have a Tzuras HaPesach separating them. You know, there's no physical separation, but you have a Tzuras HaPesach separating them. It counts like a mechitza and separation, because the klech of Tzuras HaPesach is indeed min HaTorah. Even Lekula, to make it shouldn't be Issa of Klayim, if you have on one side of Tzuras HaPesach vines, the other side grain is growing. In fact, Tzuras HaVov, when he brings a raya, the Kerech Tzuras HaPesach is Min HaTorah, Tzuras says, just like you find helps by Klayim. So here we have Sefer Shabbos and Klayim. There's another place in the Torah, which according to some Rishonim, Tzuras HaPesach counts like a mechitza, and that's in the laws of Sukkot. The Rosh says in Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Simon Lama Dalet, that if you have a Sukkah that needs another wall, and you put a Tzuras HaPesach there, min HaTorah, that's a full-fledged wall, and the Rosh's words are, mid the righteous sagle b'horchi, according to Torah law, a Tzuras HaPesach counts like a wall for Sukkah, the b'chol mochaim for all halachos, Tzuras HaPesach choshev k'mechitza, a Tzuras HaPesach counts like a mechitza. So the Rosh holds that according to Torah law, Tzuras HaPesach counts like a wall for a Sukkah. Now this happens to be a mechlekes the Ran and the Rosh. The Ran in Erev and Sukkah argues on this. Rosh, he says no. By Sukkah, since we learn Basukkah, you have to have three Mechitzos, and we learn that from special Psukim, that means a real full-fledged Mechitzah, Tzuris of Pesach can't count like a Mechitzah. But the Rosh indeed holds that a Tzuris of Pesach min HaTorah counts like a Mechitzah, the Rabbanu Tan's Machmir to have more. So much so that the Bir Halacha says in Siman Tashrei Shlamed, if you would make four Tzuris of Pesach around an area, or maybe even three of them, and you put Tzach on top, according to Torah law, it will be called a kosher sukkah, and the Rabbanim require a bit more. But Kuponim, here we see a third place, not just Shabbos and Klayim, sukkah, according to Rosh, also Tzurz of Pesach, does count like a mechitzah. Now the Achronim talk about Tzurz of Pesach in other places. The halacha is by Megillah, that a ir hamukif, choyma, a city that surrounded the wall from Yeshua Benon, lands on the 15th, and any small town connected to this big town, close enough, Samach Venira, seen and close by, also counts like a big city with the wall and lands on the 15th. That's why in Yerushalayim, the new Yerushalayim, near to the old city, says Megillah, lands Megillah on the 15th of Adar. So the Achronim talk about, it's Megillah Maisa in certain areas of Yerushalayim, that it's not close enough as such to be considered part of it, but there's one big Erev, Tzuris HaPesach, around the city, that lets them carry on Shabbos. Does that unify them for the laws of waiting on the 15th? So there are some who hold that it's not good. From the Chassidim and Chelek Hay, Paskins, Tzim Samach Beis, that Zikn Yerushalayim held it for this, the Tzuris HaPesach did not combine them, and that would not be enough to make let them land on the 15th. There's another area in Halacha regarding the Tziruf, the combining of 10 people for a minyan. We know to say Kaddish and Kedush, etc., you have to have 10 people in the one place. If you have 10 people separated by the Tzuris HaPesach, do they count like together or not? So on Chaim Siman Nunhei, it seems to say that if you have some people in here and some there, a Tzuris special separates them, they don't count like they're together to serve for a minyan. Now, halach l'maisa, people are making on this, many times in the house of an ovel, they come to make a minyan there, so some are in a living room, some in a dining room, and the full Tzuris of Pesach, even out of the door, there's a Tzuris of Pesach between them, separating them. So the Velt is Mekel, because there are shittas who hold that if some see each other, it's all can be in two different places, even two different rooms. But the Chatchila, the Mitzvah Paskins over there, in Simon Nun Beis, that even though Mikra Din is good, Mitzvah Roy said, if some see each other, it's okay. But the Chatchila, we should try and have all in one place. And Tzuris of Pesach separating them, would not be called one place. So Lechatchila, you should try to have all 10 people not separated by the Tzuris HaPesach. It's another area. There's another place in Halacha where Tzuris HaPesach makes an afgimina. We have an Arachayim Simon Ayin Tes Siv Beis, that if you are within Daud Amos of Tzoyah, even if no bad smell comes to you, you can't smell it, but if you're in 4 Amos of human waste, the Halacha is, you cannot daven El Sedivri Kedusha or Kriya Shema over there. But it also says there, if you're separated by a doorway, a real doorway, a different room, or a different Shus, 10 Tzachim higher, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema even within Dal Dham Sovet. And Divri Chaim, Mitzans, Pashtuns, Nirodeh, Chalgabay, Simnayin Aleph, that if you have a Tzursa Pesach separating you from the Tzoya, and you can't smell the tzoyo, there's no dead smell coming to you, that counts like a separation, and you are allowed to create smell over there. There's one other area where Tzuris HaPesach comes into play, and that's in the laws of Mezuzah and the Tzuris HaPesach itself. The Mekor Chaim and the Chazon Ish seem to be bothered, why don't we put on a Tzuris HaPesach, or all the Tzuris HaPesach that's found in the city, put a mezuzah there? If it's a real doorway, and counts like a door, maybe we should have a Tzuris HaPesach over there. Maybe we should have a mezuzah on there. So, Because in this, in Hilchos Mezuzos, it says that since it's not so well guarded usually, and Goyim might gamvo deface it, so that's the hetzer not to put, but that doesn't apply in all places. The Mekor Chaim in Tikkun Erevin, he's quoting something in Erevin, end of Mekor Chaim, seems to say that the olden days they made like splintery trees that weren't so smooth and good for the Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore it might not be Chayv Mezuzah. But nowadays we make with very finished, polished wood, very smooth wood. So it's not so clear why I don't want to put them in Zuzah. The Sefer Shabbos, Perek Yutes, suggests it could be you only chayv in mezuzah if it's a tzuras haPesach which guides you how to enter a certain room. It's an entryway, an exit way. But here, you don't enter the exit any different way because of the tzuras haPesach around it. So therefore, maybe that's not chayv in mezuzah. Al Kaponim, we talked over here about mezuzah helping in laws of Shabbos, Klayim, Sukkah, maybe for Megillah, some most hold doesn't help. Regarding Tzir for a minion, Hefsik for Tzoya, and if it transgresses Hayim Mezuzah. And in the core of all this is this Gemara on Yeralph on Braids, where it says that Tzuras HaPesach counts like a mechitza, and like we said before, it's part of Halacha Mashim Sinai, that all the laws of mechitzas, they have Nakume, and good Achas, good Asik, etc., are Halacha Mashim Sinai, and there's also this, included in that, is this Halacha, that Tzuras HaPesach counts like a mechitza.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shlomo Lefkowitz, Paisik at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Mesechtes Erevin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Yosef, Midibi Rabbeinu Nilmat, Chotzer Sheruba Psachim Vachaloinois, Eina Neitaris Pesuris HaPesach. From the words of Rav, we can learn that a Chotzer whose mechitzas are comprised primarily of psachim openings, v'chaloinos, and windows, eina niteres b'tzuras haPesach, will not be able to employ the heter of tzuras haPesach in order to be metaltel therein on Shabbos. A little bit farther down in the Amud, the Gemara proposes, lema misayayale, let us bring a raya to this idea, tefonois halolu, sheruban psachim v'chaloinos, mutter. We have a chotzer that has walls, which are primarily openings and windows. It's mutter to be metaltel therein. Ubelvat shehei oimed beruba al haparutz. Provided that there's more enclosed than open. The Gemara asks, sheruban salkadaitach? Can it be that the memra really means that ruban psach mechaloinos, most of the enclosure is openings and windows? It doesn't make sense. It's a stira to the idea of Oymed Merubal Aparutz. An oxymoron. Answers the Gemara, Ela Eimo Shariba Ben Psachim Echaloinus. Ubelvad Sheyehei Oymed Merubal Aparutz. The Gemara did not mean, the Braisa did not mean that the Chotzer has mechitzas which are mostly openings and windows. The Gemara meant Sheriba Behen, that there are many openings and windows around the Chatzar, Ubelvad, provided Shehei Oymed Merubal Aparutz. The enclosed area is greater than the area which is open in the Mechitza. The Gemara rejects this Raya. Amar of Kahana Kitanya Hehi B'Pizchi Shimoi. This Memra of Bilbachi, I mean, the Mubal Parts was not talking about a traditional chotzer with normal walls. It was talking about Pischi Shimoi. Asks the Gemara, my Pischi Shimoi, what are Pischi Shimoi? Pligibar Rav Ruchumei v'Rav Yosef. There's a machloikis, Rav Ruchumei and Rav Yosef. Chad Omar, one of them said, the less luhu shikfi. Chad Omar, the less luhu tikra. The other one said that there are no shikfi to these psachim, to these openings, and one said that there is no tikra. What exactly are Shikfi and Tikra? Well, for that we have to see Rashi. First, Rashi tells us that Pischi Shimoi are Psachin Shoimeimin, openings which are quote-unquote destroyed. Lashon Acher, another Pshat, Psachin Mekul Kolin, Shemachusar and Tikun. There are openings which are deficient. Kamoizak and Hashmoi, Chasar Mitoriel, like the Gemara mentions in Kedushin, there's a type of person called a Zaken HaShmoi who's an elder, but he is devoid of Torah. So Rashi says that according to both Lashonis, the same idea is true over here. The openings in question are deficient. They're missing something integral. Shikvi, Rashi continues, Mezuzah Shenechutzu Avenei Mikan Umikan, Eben Yoytzis Eben Echneses, Ve'en Zutzurz HaPesach. The Leslu Shikvi means that the edges of the opening are not smooth or straight, but they are composed of staggered bricks. It's as if a demolition was made in the middle of the wall, which knocked out the bricks of the wall and formed an opening, and the perimeter of the opening has these stones, which are boilet mikan mikan, but not in a smooth, orderly manner. It's the stones sticking out into the opening are sort of staggered, so that the edges of the opening are not smooth. Tikra, Rashi Taichis, She'en Binyan, Klum Binyan Lomai, Lumina Pesach, there's nothing above at the top of the opening. Alakolakoisel Cholu Kepesach Ad Roshai, the whole opening goes all the way up to the top of the wall. The Tzuras Pesach She'omru, the Tzuras Pesach which the Gemara has discussed, which is Matur Tiltul, Konamikan V'Konamikan, means an upright on either side of the opening of the entrance, the Kon Al Gaben, and on top of those two uprights, we need another horizontal pole going across. So Rashi is telling us that according to the Pshat of Leslu Tikra, what's missing is the Kon Al Gaben, the upper Kone, which is supposed to be horizontally going across the other two vertical Kone. The Ritva over here argues in Rashi's Pshat of what Pitzchi Shimoi means. And he says, the Lesley Shikfi is Pirish Ein Shom Tikun Mezuzas Min Atzad. Not that the stones are sticking out in a haphazard manner, which makes them appear staggered. But rather, even if they're straight and smooth, there's no Tikun Mezuzas. There's no special vertical pieces at the edge of the door to clearly define the doorway. Perhaps in our terminology, we would call them moldings. The moldings are common to most of our doorways. The Ritva is saying that if the doorways, because the wall just ends, there are no moldings around the edges of the door, then even if it's straight and smooth, it is still not sufficient to be considered a source of Pesach. Let us consider a case where a person was in a rush to construct a source of Pesach, perhaps it was late on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, Sukkos, Shabbos Chol Moed, or whenever it was that he needed to construct a Tzuras HaPesach to be Matur Tiltul in a hurry, and he goes out and he brings three large, long branches, and he would like to use these branches to use as a Konamikan, Konamikan, Konam Al Gaben. He found two long branches which he will use as uprights for the sides of his Tzuras HaPesach, and he'll put another branch across the top of them, and he'll have his three konim, he'll have his source of Pesach. What's the problem? The problem is that he has not stripped these long branches of the smaller branches which grow out of them, so they're not straight and smooth. We find in the Sefer Mekor Chaim and Hilchos Pesach, which is a Sefer from Rabbeinu Yaakov Milisa, who is better known by his more famous works on Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat and Nesivos HaMishpat, and on Yerideya L'Chaviz Das. At the end of the Sefer Mekor Chaim and Hilchos Pesach, there is a page called Tikkun Erevin. Over there, Rabbeinu Yaakov Milisa discusses several chidushim piskei halachas on Hilchos Erevin. Towards the end of this page, which in the old print of the Sefer Mekor Chaim is page 216, the Mekor Chaim discusses exactly this shaila. The Mekor Chaim states emphatically that a Tzuras HaPesach constructed in such a manner would be perfectly kosher. His lashon is, Be'erev kosher k'sheyesh Tzuras HaPesach b'kodem b'kuntrasin. A Tzuras HaPesach would be kosher if it's constructed out of branches with twigs. Ba'af k'sheyesh b'hakodem chatichos mehazmoira, even when the branches have smaller twigs, zeh nichnas v'zeh yotzei, sticking out into the door, into the opening of the Tzuras HaPesach. The issue which the Mekor Chaim must deal with, obviously, is how to reconcile this psak with our Gemara. Loimiboy, according to the Ritva that said that Pitzchi Shimoi, the Leslut Shikfe, the Leslut Tikra, meant that even if the Tzurus HaPesach is smooth, but if it's not, if it doesn't have moldings clearly defining the entranceway, it's not a good Tzurus HaPesach. But even according to Rashi, that said that the problem of Leslut Shikfe is that the Avonim are boiltoi, is that Nichnas Fze Yotze, the stones are staggered and there's not a clearly defined opening with smooth surfaces. So this Tzurus HaPesach constructed out of branches with twigs would seem to present the same issue, because the branches are not straight and smooth. So Mekor Chaim has an interesting approach in order to reconcile his psak with our Gemara. And first he tells us that this memra about Pitzchi Shimoi appears also in the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, regarding mezuzah. Over there, the Gemara says that Pitzchi Shimoi is potter from mezuzah, and the Gemara brings the same achloikus, Rav Ruchumei v'Rav Yosef. The Gemara says over there, my Pitzchi Shimoi pligibar Rav Ruchumei v'Rav Yosef, chadam adaleslu shikfei v'chadam adaleslu tikra. You have the same two shitas, what constitutes Pitzchi Shimoi in the Gemara in Menachos regarding mezuzah. The Mekor Chaim tells us that there as well we have the Machlokes Rashi and Ritva, that according to Rashi, the Pitur from Mezuzah of Pitzchi Shimoi would be when the doorway is opening to the doorway is not smooth, but there are stones sticking in and out of the opening. And the Ritva would hold that even if the edges of the walls are smooth, the entrance would still be potter from mezuzah as long as there's no extra pieces, extra upright pieces at the sides of the door, or as far as the mashkif is concerned, as long as there's no extra piece across the top of the entrance to constitute a mashkif, according to the Ritva, lacking those, the entrance would be potter from mezuzah. So the Mekor Chaim tells us that it's pashit that the requirements for Chiv Mezuzah and the requirements for Kosher Tzuras HaPesach for Tiltul on Shabbos are not the same. Says the Mekor Chaim, near B'chush, it would seem obviously apparent, Sheyesh Chilek Bein Erev L'Mezuzah, there's a fundamental difference between Erev and Mezuzah. The Be'erev Kosher, K'sheyesh Tzuras HaPesach, B'konim V'kontresen. By Erev, it's Kosher, even if the Tzurus HaPesach is made out of branches. U'b'mezuzah ain't Tzurus HaPesach mechayev b'mezuzah. Regarding Hilchas Mezuzah, not every Tzurus HaPesach is chayev to have a mezuzah. The Eloi Teimahachi, if you will not agree to this, amai loy of dina mezuzah b'chol mokum shoysen Tzurus HaPesach mishum eruv. Why is it that we do not have a mezuzah on every single Tzurus HaPesach that we construct to be an eruv? The Hashare Ayoro is gamken chayev b'mezuzah. The Chiv Mezuzah is not restricted to the door entrance into a house. Chiv Mezuzah is by Sharei Ayaris as well, the Gemara in Yuma tells us. Entrances into a city are also Chayv and Mezuzah. So when we construct an Erev, ringing a city or ringing an entire neighborhood, which is comprised of many dozens and probably hundreds of Tzuras HaPesach, every single one of those is a doorway. It should be like Shari Ayores and Shari Medinas, which are Chayv and Mezuzah. So the Mekor Chaim asks this very basic question, why don't we have a Mezuzah in every single Tzurus HaPesach of the Erev? Answers the Mekor Chaim, Elavade Dezeu HaHefrish Ebein Erev LeMezuzah. It must be that there is a fundamental difference between Erev and Mezuzah. The Mezuzah B'inan Pesach Mamish. Regarding Chiyu Mezuzah, you have to have what he calls a Pesach Mamish, a real doorway. U'be'eruv, as far as Erev is concerned, kosher af Tzuras HaPesach. It is sufficient to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Mishum hachi Pitzchi Shimoi, v'Tzuras HaPesach einoi chayav b'mezuzah. This is why Pitzchi Shimoi and a standard Tzuras HaPesach is not chayav b'mezuzah. In other words, it's not a Pesach Mamish. It's something on a lower Madrega called a Tzuras HaPesach. Masha Einken Be'eruv Desagi B'Tzuras HaPesach Kosher B'Konim V'Kuntresin Avshe HaKonim Doim Mamishul Pesach Shimoi She'esh Behen Anof M'Yoitz M'Nechnosin Kosher. Whereas by Eruv it's enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach. We do not need a Pesach Mamish, and therefore even sticks of branches coming out of them, with twigs coming out of them, even though it would be potter from mezuzah, because it would resemble Pischishimoi, nevertheless, it's good enough to be a Tzuris HaPesach, to be Matur Tiltul on Shabbos. So now the Mekor Chaim is faced with the problem of our Gemara. Soif Kol Soif, our Gemara also brought the memory of Pischishimoi, and our Gemara said that where we have a Chatzah that has Pischishimoi, it is in fact not Matur the Chatzah in Tiltul. So the way the Mekor Chaim has been explaining, Pischishimoi should be a p'tur primarily for mezuzah, but as far as Tzuris HaPesach goes, there should be no issue with Pischishimoi. For that, the Mekor Chaim is a novel approach, and he says as follows. Pischishimoi de Paslinim be'erevin yud aleph, the reason why the Gemara on our daf passels Pischishimoi even for Tiltul, near a dafka b'ksolim she'esh koisel mikan, the Gov HaKoysel Hoyl V'Arka Dald Amis Ein Evidim Shum Lachi U'B'Imim Pesach Mamish. The Mekor Chaim says that in addition to the opening, which is the Gemara calls Pischishimoi, beyond that opening we have the wall itself, which extends more than 4 Amis. And once the wall extends more than 4 Amis, it no longer has a din of a Lachi, so therefore you need Pesach Mamish. Since the opening in question is Pischishimoi, it's not considered a normal Pesach, and not only that, but we don't have here a Tzuris HaPesach either, even the Lav Lechihu, because since the wall on the side of the Pischishimoi extends for more than 4 Amis, so it does not have a Torah's Lechi on it. In order for a Lechi to be kosher for Tzuris HaPesach, it must be less than 4 Amis. Masha'enkin b'makom t'leka orich dalet Amis, whereas where the wall on the side of the Pischishimoi would be shorter than 4 Amis, v'shem Lechi olav, it would be considered a kosher Lechi, sha'aper ischazi Tzuris HaPesach, it would be a kosher Tzuris HaPesach, afilu b'tleka shikfi, even though there are no uprights or moldings on the side of the doorway, like the Ritva says, the Mekor Chaim repeats himself over here, if you don't agree to this, there would be no such thing as a kosher Tzuris HaPesach, rak mashichai b'mezuzah, unless that Pesach in question was also chai b'mezuzah. This is certainly not the case. It must be, as I have written, the mezuzah, the beginning of Pesach dafka. For mezuzah, we need something which is a bona fide Pesach. The chain be'eruv b'makom da'ksolim shebitzdarden aruch and dal be'amis. The ain eniden mishum lechi, v'lo niden gamken mishum tzuris haPesach. We only need a Pesach mamish to be mounted tiltol, where the walls and the sides are more than 4 amis, so therefore they would not constitute a kosher lechi for tzuris haPesach. For Tzuris HaPesach, we need that the walls on the side will have a Shem Lechi. Possible the Pischishimoi. So therefore, if the opening itself is Pischishimoi, which means that, again, the Machloek is Rashi and Ritva, according to Rashi, the stones are sticking in and out, so the sides of the opening is not smooth, and according to the Ritva, even if the sides of the opening are smooth, but they don't have special pieces to clearly define the doorway, says the Mekor Chaim, that's the problem in Erevin. We don't have a Pesach Mamish because the opening is Shimoi, is deficient, and we don't have a Tzuris HaPesach either because the walls on the sides of the opening are too big to be a Lechi. It means there are more than 4 Amis, so therefore we don't have a Tzuris HaPesach or a Pesach, and that's why there's nothing left to be Matur Tiltul in this Chatzer. That's what the Gemara in Erevin means. There's a Chazon Ish in Yerideya Simit Kuf Ayin Beis that takes this, the Mekor Chaim, to task, and he asks a simple question on the Mekor Chaim. He asks several questions, actually, but the question I would like to deal with is the second question, where he says that if the Mekor Chaim is right, and the problem with the Pischishimoi and the Gemara in Erevin is that the walls on the sides of the Pischishimoi are more than 4 Amis, and therefore they can't be a Lechi, because a Lechi must be less than 4 Amis, then why is the Gemara preoccupied at all with the opening itself with the fact that it's Shimoi? that the stones stick in and out, or according to Rashi, according to the Ritva, that the opening is doesn't have separate pieces, separate moldings. The Gemara should just say that the problem with this chatzir is that the walls are more than 4 amas long, and therefore they cannot be a lechi. I believe that a careful reading of the Mekar Chaim will answer this question of the Chazon Ish. The Mekar Chaim told us that there are two ways to be matzah the chatzir betilful. Either we can have a tzuras ha-pesach, or we can have a pesach mamish. The Mekar Chaim told us pretty clearly that in this case of Pesach Shimoi, we don't have either. We don't have tzuras ha-pesach because the walls and the sides of the Pesach Shimoi are more than 4 amis, rendering them invalid to be l'chayayim. We also do not have a Pesach Mamish because the opening is Shimoi, the opening is deficient. So that would answer the Chazon Ish's question as to why the Gemara focused on the Shimoi aspect instead of just telling us that the l'chayayim are more than 4 amis. In other words, we already know from earlier in the Masechta that a lechi that's more than 4 amis is not kosher for Tzuras HaPesach. What the Gemara is being mechadished us here, that in the absence of the kosher Tzuras HaPesach, we might still be able to be matzah tilfun in this chatzir, if the Pesach was a Pesach mamish, if there was no deficiency. But over here, since the Pesach is deficient, it's considered Pesach Shimoi, therefore tilfun would be aser. It's interesting to note that the Mekar Chaim's assertion that the requirements for Chiyuv Mezuzah and the requirements for Kosher Tzuras HaPesach are not one and the same, and the Mekar Chaim proves this by saying that if they were the same, then we would have to put up a mezuzah on every single Tzuras HaPesach which we make for Tikkun Erevin. Chazon Ish disputes that as well. The Chazon Ish says that in fact there is no difference, and the Chazon Ish himself in Siman Kuf Ayin Beis of Katan Gimel says that it's actually true that every Tzuras HaPesach which we construct for Tikkun Erevin should have a mezuzah. His lashon is min ha'amur nilmad, from what was said previously, we can learn that amudei ha-telegraph ha-chutsh al-gabeyan, the telephone poles and the wires that run over them, efshir lismay chalein mishum tzuras ha-pesach, it is okay, it is kosher to rely on them as a tzuras ha-pesach, v'chayoven b'mezuzah, and in fact, there is an obligation to put a mezuzah on each one of them. The ein koyvin mezuzah, the reason why we do not put a mezuzah on each one of the tzuras ha-pesach, is mishum she'ein ha-mezuzah mishtameres, because the mezuzah would not be guarded, would not be well kept over there. In other words, the Chazon Ish is worried that the Goyim might take down the mezuzahs that we put up in such public areas and treat them b'derech bizoyin. The Chazon Ish adds another reason why we don't put a mezuzah on all the Tzuras HaPesach. Because with Amim Yesh Kan Shutfus Nachri, there might be many Goyim living in the area enclosed by the Tzuras HaPesach, and according to some shittos in the Rishonim, where there are both Jews and non-Jews living in the area, that patters from Chiyuv Mezuzah. The Minchas Yitzchak in a tshuva actually paskens like this Chazon Ish, that Me'ikra Hadin, every Tzuras HaPesach made for Erevin would have a Chiyuv Mezuzah too. But clearly the Minhag HaOlam is not to be makpid on this, so obviously the Velt, quote-unquote, seems to learn like the Mekar Chaim, at least as far as Chiyuv Mezuzah is concerned, that there's only Chiyuv Mezuzah where there's a Pesach Mamish, not where there's just a Tzuras HaPesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.